The motion picture Pretty in Pink came out in 1986, and had three New Order songs in the motion picture. That had to be quite a compliment. It was a
I mean, the funny thing about the whole Pretty in Pink thing was that John Hughes originally had Thieves Like Us in, which was one of the instrumentals that sold 15,000 copies in Belgium, which was even more of a compliment. The fact that, you know, the guy had actually seeked it out or whatever. Yeah. An elegy off Low Life. And A&M, because they were doing an LP and they thought it was going to be a hit, the film, they wanted a new track. It wasn't John Hughes. John Hughes wasn't bothered. He was perfectly happy with the two tracks it got, because, I mean, like, even to me, when I watched the film, and I didn't really like the film anyway, I thought that the music fitted in very well for the pieces that he'd put it. But A&M insisted that we did, like, you know, a new track, which was Shell Shock. And in the end, he didn't like Shell Shock as much as he liked the other two. So he gave Shell Shock about, well, you've seen it, 20 seconds or something.
Yeah.
And used the other two for like 2 minutes each, which I thought was nice. So it was just, I mean, it was really weird. I mean, like, we just did a song, more or less. You didn't really do the song for the film.
Oh, so the song was just composed without your knowledge of what the film was about, or?
Oh, yeah, I mean, all we had was one piece. He showed us the piece that Thieves Like Us was on and said, oh, you know, this is where I'm thinking of using your track. You know, can you use it? I mean, like, but it was just, like, very scanty. So in the end, you just got carried away with writing the track and so more or less ignored it. I mean, like, the first film soundtrack we've ever done is a film we've just finished now, which is called Salvation, just about religion, by a girl called Beth B in New York, which is quite good. And we actually sat down with the film and everything, the dialogue, the whole thing, and worked the music out to the film. And the funny thing is, that track that we left off, Low Life, we actually finished it, and it's in the film. Let's Go, it's called.
Will we be able to see the film or hear the tracks?
Oh, well, mate, it's going to be together. It's supposed to be, I think it's going to be ready for next February or something like that. And she's just finishing it now.
Commercial release, or is it a small
track? It's a small thing. It only cost 100,000 to make or something like that. 150,000. But you never know. I mean, stranger things have happened.
Do you think any of those songs will be released?
Well, I mean, now that we've finished Let's Go, we'll probably play it. I don't know how we're going to record it. We'll probably do it sometime. But, I mean, there's four songs on that we wrote for the film. One was off Power, Corruption and Lies, left over. Heavy metal one, which is quite interesting. Let's Go was left off Low Life, and then we wrote two for the film. So I suppose in one way or another, they'll be turning up somewhere. Yeah.
The new single, Bizarre Love Triangle, from the new album Brotherhood, was remixed by Shep Pettibone.
Yeah.
He's done some work with Madonna, the Pet Shop Boys. How was it? Did you have direct input with the remix, or did he come and say, this is it?
No, I mean, the thing about the remix was that Warner Brothers, when we delivered the LP to them, said, oh, you know, we're going to take a single off the LP and we'd like to remix it. And we said, well, we'll let you remix it, but if we don't like it, you can't use it. And also, you've got to pay for it if we don't like it. You know, it doesn't come off out of our money,
right,
which is what usually happens. So they said, oh, okay then. So they remixed it, and it was all right. He left the bass off. They always do, American bastards. They try to victimise me.
Mm.
But it's all right. It sounds a bit ploddy to me. I think Shep Pettibone's a bit drum happy. Sort of plays melodies down as the drums really loud, which make it a bit lumpy. I mean, I prefer our version, which is obvious because ours is on the LP. You know?
Yeah. In that case, let's listen to the LP version.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
For the people that haven't seen you perform, what can they expect?
They expect the unexpected. Who knows? Sometimes I'm shocked. To say the least.
That's it.
That's about it.
Expect the unexpected. Okay, well, we'll be out there tonight at the Fox Theatre.
I will as well.
You're there with Richard Lloyd.
Yeah.
And what time will the whole thing be starting?
I think it's about 9 o'clock, I think. I'm not too sure. Don't quote me on that. But I'm sure it'll be around there sometime. It's one thing about America, you know, it's one thing you miss about playing clubs. You have to go on really early. It's a real pain. So that means you got the whole night ahead of you.
Mm. Okay, well, thanks a lot for stopping by. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And we'll see you tonight.
I hope so.
And thank you, Tate.